SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
In this bulletin, travelers urged to consider mpox vaccine. The United Nations chief calls for a pause in the fighting in Gaza to vaccinate children against polio. And in rugby union, the Wallabies say they're ready for tonight's showdown against South Africa in Perth. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Aslam Al-Ghad. Health authorities in Europe say they expect more cases of a deadly strain of mpox that has killed hundreds of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The first cases of the more deadly strain to be recorded outside Africa have been reported in Sweden and Pakistan. The World Health Organization earlier this week declared the rapid spread of the new clade 1B strain is an international public health emergency, the agency's highest alert. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has updated its recommendations, urging travelers to consider getting vaccinated against mpox if they will be visiting affected areas in Africa. Infectious disease expert Leif Erik Sander at Germany's largest university hospital says it is important that vaccines are made available in Africa, where at least 450 people have died in recent months from mpox in the DRC.
I would not recommend a general vaccination campaign for the general population or at-risk populations at this stage. It is also clear that the vaccines that are available globally are urgently needed in Africa, urgently needed in regions where the virus currently is spreading. And there is a severe shortage of vaccines. So the EU, HERA, and other organizations have promised to donate vaccines or to bring vaccines into the region.
The disease causes flu-like symptoms and a distinctive rash and can be passed on by close contact with anyone with the infection. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a 7-day pause in the fighting in Gaza to vaccinate more than 640,000 children under the age of 10. Gaza's health ministry declared a polio epidemic in the Palestinian enclave last month after polio was detected in sewage. Mr. Guterres says at least 95% vaccination coverage will be needed during each of the two rounds of the campaign to prevent the spread of polio.
It is impossible to conduct a polio vaccination campaign with war raging all over. Polio goes beyond politics. And so it is our shared obligation to come together, to mobilize not to fight people, but to fight polio, and to defeat a vicious virus that, left unchecked, would have a disastrous effect not only for Palestinian children in Gaza, but also in neighboring countries and the region.
Minor parties are celebrating news that New South Wales voters will have few conservative options in a number of upcoming council elections as the fallout continues from a colossal Liberal Party mistake. It follows the sacking of New South Wales Liberals State Director Richard Shields following a failure of the party to nominate up to 151 candidates for upcoming local government elections. This has left several councils in Heartland Territory without a Liberal candidate on the ticket and others with only a handful of candidates. And now a federal Liberal frontbencher is reassuring supporters the federal party will not be making the same mistakes in the upcoming federal elections. With elections due sometime before May of 2025, frontbencher Janet Hume says the party is quite prepared.
I know that the federal division of the Liberal Party is very much ready for an election if it is called at any time. And quite frankly, I think that the Australian population will be glad to hear that.
The New South Wales Parliament has unveiled plans to formally investigate the problem of persistent loneliness in the state. The Legislative Council's Social Affairs Committee says its inquiry will examine the prevalence and causes of social isolation, as well as the impacts. Committee Chair Dr. Sarah Kane says it will consider populations especially at risk of loneliness and social isolation and look at the psychological and physiological impacts on certain groups in the community. These groups include young people, the elderly, regional residents, and the bereaved. The announcement follows the release of a report by charity group Ending Loneliness Together, with CEO Dr. Michelle Lim saying loneliness should be a global priority.
We now know that loneliness has serious health impacts on us and also increases our chance of having an earlier death. Now, this issue is no longer seen as a soft issue, it's now repositioned as the next global health priority that we all need to address.
In rugby union, Captain Alan Ala'ala'toa says the Wallabies are well and truly prepared for tonight's rugby championship showdown against South Africa in Perth. The Bureau of Meteorology has forecast possible storms and heavy falls for Perth, with 15 to 40 millimeters of rain tipped to fall during the day. South Africa dominated Australia at the scrum on the way to a 33-7 win in Brisbane last week, and the Wallabies are determined to turn the tables in tonight's rematch. Ala'ala'toa says the Wallabies are well aware of the predicted rain and the quality of the turf leading into the game. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.